Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rabule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cordova takes first base on ball four. Molitor moves to second. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Myers hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham strikes out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gielen hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Radke, and towards Knobloch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from slot and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Knobloch scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker moves to third. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhowiak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Don Slott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gielen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gielen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gielen moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rebule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rebule hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a line drive towards first. Starhoviak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Slott is 0 for 2 in the game. Slott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gielen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Becker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to second. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Becker moves to third. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive towards first. Starhoviak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-2 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rabule hits a fly ball into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton pinch hits for Pat Mears. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Starhoviak moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing shortstop. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lyle Mouton pinch hits for Harold Baines. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tardabul is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tardabul strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 0 for 3 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Cordova moves to second. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cordova scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from slot and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Starhoviak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Slott is 0 for 3 in the game. Slott hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 4 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Cordova picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cordova. Guillen scores. Phillips moves to third. Martinez moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chip Hale pinch hits for Jeff Rabule. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Todd Walker pinch hits for Denny Hocking. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Knobloch moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Becker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.